Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Chinese shit is better. Well, let's go. Yes everyone, I bet you'd be wondering, if I'm talking to China, why do I have the tiny hat people here? It's just because Donald Trump likes sucking their cock. Yes, he loves the taste of penis. But yes, this is about China, cause everybody thinks the Chinese shit is crap. No, they're making good stuff, way better than the shit that we're making. Yeah, made in America used to mean something, now it means crap. Why? It's because stupid people are giving away all our productivity to other countries. Ergo, China. China wasn't the manufacturing capital of the world. Who was it? It was America. But what happened? Because stupid people like Clinton and Momos, you know, whatever, they send it across to other countries. And what do we get? A big fat penis up our buttholes. Does it feel good? I for one say no. But yes, let me bring up this little article that I found. Yeah, it kind of threw me off guard. I thought I was something else until I started reading it and I was like, oh, let me show you. Yes, friends, you see this? It says Chinese satellite pulverizes Starlink with a 2-watt laser from 36,000 kilometers above Earth. Yes, friends, by reading the title, do you know what I thought? Guess. Yeah, I'm gonna admit this, I'm a stupid wetback. I thought when they said that they had a laser beam, I thought that the Chinese satellite threw a laser beam at the Starlink satellite and knocked it out of orbit or some bullshit. Yeah, that's what I thought at first, but then I started reading it and nah, it's nothing like that. Yeah, it's just it uses laser beams to send information. Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm fucking stupid, I thought that much. Well, yeah, that's why you shouldn't be focused on the headline. Cause wow man, that shit threw me off some other bullshit. Duh. Well anyways, let's read the real fucking story, because yeah, it would be crazy Chinese had some crazy ass Star Wars laser, right? Right? I hope they don't have that, but according to the US we had that Star Wars anyways, let's continue with this thing. That's some other shit. Yes, back to the story. It says a Chinese satellite has just shattered expectations using a 2-watt laser from 36,000 kilometers above Earth to achieve unprecedented speeds. This breakthrough could revolutionize satellite communications and leave Starlink in the dust. Yes, when they said the 2-watt laser thing, I thought it meant like in Terminator. You know when Terminator is asking that gunshot order if he had a pulse rifle for like, what was it, a 40-watt range or some bullshit like that? That's what I was thinking. Well, hey, it shows you I'm a product of my environment. Fucking TV. It is what it is, I guess. Chinese researchers have made an impressive leap in satellite communications by using a 2-watt laser to transmit data at speeds far outpacing Starlink. Yeah, sorry you autistic bastard, your shit fucking sucks, just like how fucking Twitter sucks. Yeah, you're doing better shit than the other fucking retard, but it is what it is, right? Well, fuck you, Elon Musk, because you like fucking banning people too, just like YouTube. So, eat a dick, guy. This extraordinary feat was achieved from a satellite operating at 36,000 kilometers above Earth, a distance far greater than SpaceX Starlink, which operates from only 55 kilometers. Ooh, it looks like Elon Musk can't do nothing right, huh? Well, he also sent all this shit from the EVs over there to China. And guess what? China is kicking our ass in electric vehicles just like everything else. So if you think China is going down the toilet and America is like the greatest country in the world, you're fucking stupid. Yes, don't believe the lies. But of course I'm fucking stupid, right? What do I know? I'm stupid. I'm dumb. I have a bird as my fucking avatar. I'm fucking a weirdo. I'm autistic. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. According to South China's Morning Post, the speeds of 1 gigabyte per second achieved by the Chinese satellite is 5 times, count them, 5 times, 5 $5 foot longs, any. I wish they'd bring that back, but anyways, than what Starlink can offer, positions this innovation as a game changer for satellite communications. Yes, and it was made by a Chinese people. And what is America producing? Nothing but poo-poo. Why? It's because we're importing people from India. They do love poopy time, don't they? Yeah, well, it is what it is, right? Overcoming atmospheric turbulence. One of the most challenging hurdles for satellite communications has always been atmospheric turbulence. Really? Well, let's keep on reading, right? This issue distorts light signals and can severely degrade the quality of data transmission. For years, scientists have worked on ways to overcome this obstacle. Well, yes, let's see what these eggheads get to figure out, right? And the funny thing, it's Chinese brainiacs are doing it, not American, because I guess the IQs that we have here are severely declining. Gee, I wonder why. Chinese scientists led by Professor Wu Jian from Peking University and Liu Chao from the Chinese Academy of Sciences have come up with an innovative solution. Ooh, do tell. AOMDR Synergy. Ooh. This technique combines adaptive optics, AO, to sharpen distorted light and mode diversity reception, MDR, to capture scattered signals, effectively stabilizing the laser signal despite the turbulent, atmospheric conditions. The result is a cleaner and more reliable connection even at a such high altitude. You see, Chinese could do all kinds of shit. And what the fuck is America producing? Well, if you look at the news, you'll see what we're producing. Barf. The path picking algorithm. The key to ensuring the transmission was stable and efficient lay in the development of a path picking algorithm. Ooh, too bad we didn't come up with this shit. Probably the Chinese stole it, but it is what it is, right? Which was tested extensively but at the Lijiang Observatory in southwestern China. Yes, fucking Chinese people always getting the stuff that we produce, and now they're making it and making it better. Whose fault is that? You could thank Clinton because he was the one that started that shit, and all these other dumbass presidents just kept on pushing it forward, so you're welcome. This algorithm analyzes the single strength of 8 different channels, each carrying a part of the laser transmission. Yes, so like that they could transfer more information. And what the fuck is America producing? Fuck shit. Yeah, they have that Starlink and it's charging people all this bullshit to use it all over the world. It'd be funny if China charges half of the price, or even worse, or better yet, free. So yeah, imagine getting everybody free internet. Yes, I'm sure that the U.S. is going to be having a field day with that, because I'm sure because of the spying and whatnot, but, you know, it is what it is, right? It then selects the most reliable signals to maintain a steady connection, ensuring that the data sent through the laser is clear and usable. Oh, so it tosses a bunch of laser beams at you, and then it uses the best one? Oh, okay. Hey, that's something. Yeah, why not? Yeah, the Chinese are making some good stuff. Yeah. Hey, you guys don't realize that thing is because you're either fucking retarded or you love sucking squid dick. Just saying. This added layer of precision means fewer errors even with weaker laser signals and increased reliability for data transmission. With this breakthrough, the implications for satellite communications are vast. The ability to send 1 gigabyte per second of data over a distance of 36,000 kilometers with minimal signal degradation could have significant impacts on industries that rely on real-time communication, such as media, telecommunications, and even space exploration. Yeah, so now they could start sending like deep state messages like in Star Trek. Yes, number one, do number two, make it so. Yes. For example, high definition streaming, which is often prone to buffering and interruptions, could soon be much smoother. Oh, that'd be awesome, especially when you start streaming. Well, I haven't streamed anything yet because, you know, I need more people, so yeah, like, share, and subscribe, please. Teehee. The reduced Error rates also mean better and more reliable connections for sensitive communications, such as those needed in space missions or military operations. Okay, so you're gonna start fighting in space? That's gonna be a can of worms that I really don't want to open, but I guess we're gonna do it. If we don't look at each other and die, who knows? Are we gonna become a galactic empire? Probably not. In addition, the new technology could help overcome the bandwidth limitations of traditional radio frequency communications. Ooh, that's gonna be fun. Now we could start doing like video calls and all kinds of shit through that, right? Who knows, maybe we could start sending all kinds of shit through the mail or whatever the hell that's gonna be, right? Yeah, incidentally, you know when emails came around that the U.S. Post Office was trying to sue that shit? They said, oh, it's email, so because it has the word mail on it, it belongs to us. And guess what they said? No!
That's not my real pussy.
So yeah, it is what it is. Laser communication systems like the one demonstrated by Chinese researchers offer laser bandwidth, faster speeds, and lower latency. All essential factors for the future of global communications. And what the fuck is America doing? Oh, nothing but douchebaggery trying to take over the world, right? Just like thinking the brain. Yes, but fucking the United States is insane. That's another fucking story, right? As more countries invest in satellite laser communications, the world would see a rapid shift towards space-based networks that deliver fast, more reliable internet services with fewer interruptions and faster data transmission times. Yes, that would be fun. But guess what? We're going to be putting space debris up in there in space. And guess what that's going to cause? Yes, we're going to make a prison around us. Oh, yes. Imagine that, being in the prison Earth. Literally, we can leave. Guess we're not going to become a galactic empire, are we? If you put all that garbage up there. I guess us as humans, we love trash. There's trash all over us. Yes, we live with trash. We eat trash. Hell, we even fuck trash. So what the hell's going to happen to us as a human, as humanity? I don't know, man. I think things are going to turn bad. But don't worry, it's going to get better after we go over this little hurdle, as they say. So yeah, don't let this shit get to you, man. I know things are really hard and fucked up, but things will get better. Just hang on, friends. Let's get over this hump, man, and we'll make it. And we're going to have some good parties after this bullshit. Just hang on, friends, okay? Well, goodbye. Hey, sorry, fellas. I just fucked up. I didn't do it the other way that I normally do it. So it's made for a YouTube short. So that's why I'm not going to put the other bullshit. If you like this, cool. If not, I'll do it the way that I used to do it before. But, yeah, man. I'm sorry. Teehee.
Constantine, all of the rulers that we think were white people were not white people. That's why they had what's called the Renaissance era, where they would take all the images of the black people and then just paint them white. But if you get a book called like the Russian Icons, it'll tell you, in the book called the Russian Icons, it'll tell you that this is the artwork that survived the whitewashing of the Renaissance era.